This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are waiting our man Ice Cube. He came in studio a couple of years ago, actually, before the pandemic, and kicked it with us in studio. We had a great time. He's coming back to town because the Big Three is coming, and we'll talk to him about that, but also all things entertainment, Lakers, etc. He's a huge sports fan, man. Speaking of the Hawks and basketball, the schedule release, the drop happened today. We're going to talk about that coming up in about 20 minutes and get you caught up on what the Hawks schedule looks like. We want to welcome into the show our man Ice Cube, here on Dukes and Bell. Cube, it's good to have you back on, man. I know you're heading to the ATL, excited about having the Big Three championship game coming here this weekend. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. You know, just can't wait to get there. Can't wait to, see this, eventful Sunday, with the celebrity game, the All-Star game, and the championship.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Dr. J and George Gervin, who could finger roll.
This is true.
How cool is? Are you
without
like us when you get around those? Are you like us when you get around those guys, Cube? Like you're a little kid?
Yeah, I mean, those are my heroes, man. You know, without a doubt, I grew up. I watched The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. In the movie theaters. I had the Iceman poster, and those dudes were just like, larger than life. So to be cool with him, to know him for this long. I had met him over the years, at different NBA All-Star games, but to be working this close with him for the last 6 years, it's just been crazy.
Yeah, and the Big Three's been crazy, man. Congrats on all the success there. Bro, I know when you told people we're going to do this, I remember people being like, this thing ain't going to work. And it's working, and it's great, and it's coming to the inaugural Big Three All-Star Game. Again, Dr. J, Team Ice, and then you've got the championship game, which Steven Jackson, I mean, they're the reigning Big Three champions trilogy, right? I mean, he's got a little squad there, doesn't he?
Without a doubt. They're going for, 3 titles in 5 years. So, they definitely, when it comes to the Big Three, a dynasty, if they could do it. But you got power, too, coached by Nancy Lieberman. They going for their second championship. So both of these squads are, they got hot at the same time. And I don't think we could have two better teams going for the championship this year.
Was it tough as Ice Cube joins us guys live here on the WaitForIt.com hotline? I know you guys were messing around with the idea of doing your own bubble because the NBA went in the bubble. Was it tough knowing you had this really cool concept and you had to kind of sit out a year?
Yeah, I mean, in 2020, it seemed like everything was thrown off. The whole world was staggered. And, we had to fight to get back in 2021. We had a great season. This is our best season yet when it comes to the product on the court. Our athletes, our young players are starting to come alive. And so we had to do kind of a semi-bubble because, everybody's worried about something in Frisco, Texas. But being able, last week to go to Tampa and for the playoffs this week, Atlanta for the championship and All-Star game. It's just it's exactly what the league is meant to do. It's meant to travel from city to city.
You guys can purchase tickets, guys. Big3.com/tickets. You can check it out, State Farm Arena, great arena to do this in, and it's a full weekend, by the way, of stuff going on. I saw Gronk's going to be there. They've got a bunch of other stars and people they haven't even announced yet that's going to be a part of this weekend. So make sure you check it out. The 21st is the actual date, guys, on it. Cube, I want to ask you about the Lakers, man. I know you're a huge sports fan. L.A., obviously. All right. What's up with Westbrook and AD always being hurt, bro? What is the deal out there?
You know, I guess it's a rough 82-game season. It's pretty grueling. You know, it seemed like Westbrook, he played the whole season this year. But AD, you know, we got to get more games out of AD, you know. 55 games ain't enough. We need at least, you know, 70, 75.
Good luck with that. It's our man Ice Cube, by the way, here on the WaitFor.com hotline.
Man,
hey, Carl, just
I can dream right. Too, you know.
No doubt. I mean, this dude, he can't stay healthy.
I think we'll see another Friday movie before we see that man play 75 games. Ice, what about the – did you like Winning Time as a kid who grew up in L.A.? How much fun was it watching that? I thought HBO did a hell of a job with that.
It was fun, you know, watching that, you know, growing up in that time. And seeing kind of you know, somewhat behind the scenes, the Jerry Buss story really inspired me on the struggles he went through, you know, his first year as the Lakers owner. You know, it was inspiring because with a league like the Big Three, we understand, you know, that it's not an easy road trying to go from, you know, from nothing to something. So it's been pretty cool to check out.
Guys, we're talking with Ice Cube, the Big Three Championship coming to town at State Farm Arena. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cube, I want to ask you about O'Shea, man, your son. I'm a big Star Wars dude, and I'm watching Disney Plus, the Obi-Wan series, and all of a sudden I see your son playing in the Star Wars series. I'm like, man, he's doing so many different projects. Talk about his career, man. And, you know, how did you get him into wanting to act? Or was it just him being around you and he felt like that's what he wanted to do?
I mean, he's been around it his whole life. Never asked me to, you know, act or anything. I actually approached him when it was time to do Straight Outta Compton. You know, he had went on tour with me. He's jumped on stage. I knew he could rhyme and he could, you know, rap my lyrics and do all that kind of stuff. You know, I didn't know how serious he wanted to take acting. So we put him through the ringer. You know, he studied in L.A., studied in New York, and really fell in love with the craft. And then Straight Outta Compton, he had to audition, and of course he was the best Ice Cube out of all the other ones that he was trying. And
I can only imagine what you saw though with the auditions. I can only imagine the guys that ran up there trying to, you know, they want to play Ice Cube, being like, okay, all right, maybe not.
Well, I stayed out of that process with him.
Right.
You know, I let it go to Gary Gray and to Universal, because I didn't want no bias. I didn't want them to be like, he only got it because he's your son. He got it because he was the best Ice Cube out of all the ones that he tried. So at the end of the day, he earned that. And he's been living a dream, man, you know, doing movies like Godzilla and Star Wars. And he grew up on all that stuff. So being able to be a part of it, he's kid in the candy store.
I know we've asked you this before, and I know you get asked a lot, but when you're a kid, would you ever visualize that you would be, the crossover star that you are, and all the things that you're now, I mean, again, media mogul gets thrown around, but you're involved in all these things, and now you are like a name brand in America.
I should be. You know, I'm good about everything out here. You know, if at the end of the day, you know, where I come from to where I am, and you know, doing it my way, you know, I think that's what America's all about. And so it's cool to be recognized, because at the end of the day, it's all art. You know, it's really, you know, just trying to do stuff that's cool and make sure people can be a part of it. You know, nothing's wrong with that.
Ice Cube joining us here, guys. We're talking about the Big Three coming to town in the ATL. Again, go get your tickets so you can check it out.
Now, you didn't get a piece of the action. Did you? You could actually buy into this league, too.
Oh, you could have, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Big3.com/tickets. Cube, talk about that, man.
Oh, the NFTs.
Yeah.
We saw that, you know, why just be a fan when you can be an owner? You could be treated like an owner with all the amenities, you know, they call them utilities in the NFT world. And yeah, you can own a piece of a team and get treated like a king or a queen if you come to the games, flood you with merch, access, you know, from practices to parties. It's a pretty cool deal. And it's great. You know, I've met some of the owners. And they're having a ball with the Big Three. They're sad it's about to end
with the
championship.
It's cool. It's a cool way to get involved, and it's a new way to get involved. I mean, that I'm still trying to wrap my head around all that stuff, to be honest with you. Like, wait a minute, I'm going to buy this. I'm the only one that owns this when you start talking about NFTs. We're talking to Ice Cube, guys. I know you've done a lot of different projects when it comes to movies. I saw somewhere you turned down Poetic Justice. Now, ultimately, that role was filled with Tupac. Is that a true story? Did you turn that role down? And what other roles
did
you turn down through Hollywood that maybe people don't know about? Is there other roles that you were like, nah, I'm good?
I mean, when you say turn down, you never know how many other people they ask, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, that was one of them. Minister Society, you know. I mean,
you turned it down?
Yeah, turn that down. Because I had just done Boys in the Hood and Trespass. And, you know, I didn't want to start playing the same character over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's cool. Those movies turned out like they were supposed to. You know, I'm glad I didn't do them.
Cube, what's next for you, man? What? I mean, you're doing this. Mike mentioned, you know, you got your hands in so many different things. What's next for Ice Cube?
You know, I'm still going to league. You know, that's really what I'm committed to do, is to make sure this league is rolling downhill. And you know, until then, I'm not even considering anything else because, you know, I have a lot of my heroes, a lot of guys I admire as a part of this league, and they're depending on me to make sure they got the platform to just, you know, still show that they got it. So, you know, that to me is what it's all about, you know, making sure that this platform is here. You know, the NBA been around 75 years. I want to be around 75 years too, so, you know, keep it rolling.
Guys, go to big3.com/tickets. As simple as that. Get your tickets. Again, there's an all-star game. You got the legend. All this stuff is wrapped into this weekend. Oh, before we let you go, Ice, what about your namesake, Ice Trey? What do you think of Trey Young, since you guys are coming to the A? What do you think of the young star here in Atlanta?
Man, I hope he come to the game, you know, and hang out. You know, I love to watch him play. You know, he's what's good about, you know, the new stars coming out in the NBA. Fearless. You know, he already got cities. You know, they hate him because he's so good and come in there and kill him. And so, you know, I like that. You know, I like you know, everything about his game. And he seems like he's a young leader for the Hawks. So, you guys are lucky to have him.
Yeah, man, we are. You know, every city needs a star. You know that. And we were clamoring for one, especially with our Hawks. So, Cube, we appreciate the time, man. As always, love you stopping by. Wish it could be face-to-face. We're out at Mercedes-Benz today. So enjoy your time in the ATL. We hope you have a great event. And we know a lot of folks are going to come out. People are hitting me up right now. How are your tickets, man? Big3.com/tickets. Go get your tickets. Cube, thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all, man. You know, I need to see some of y'all slide through, too, man. You know what I mean? Like
For
I
sure.
said, it's going to be great. Yeah.
It is.
See y'all there, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.